Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go getting you down.
It's Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Even when times get
our anthem, folks.
And you had enough.
Even when times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. That's what you do, small business owners. That's the reason why you're my heroes, because I know what you do. You're all in. I've seen you. I know who you are. I know what you do. I've seen the impact of your contribution. I've seen the product, the fruit of your labor, of your service, of your commitment. And the world doesn't want to see what it would look like without you. And you just keep chugging, folks. Keep working. Keep trying. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Lynn Morell is our guest, our good friend, long time, actually coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trustees, our ethics expert, in search of ethics, Conversations with Men and Women of Character. That's his first book. His new one is called To Lead is to Serve. And he's our good friend. Lynn, thanks again for being here.
It's always a pleasure, Jim.
We're talking about ethics and the ethical landscape and how we all can improve our bearing and our North Star. If you're feeling a little bit adrift, ladies and gentlemen, and you're looking for how to connect up to a better vector and find your North Star, your true purpose in life, listen to some of the things Lynn's going to talk to you about. Lynn, you've got a list of things that you want to share with us.
I call it 10 simple things to remember, Jim. Number one, love is why we are here. The most important day is today. If you always do your best, you will never have any regrets. In spite of your best efforts, some things are just out of your control. Things will always look better tomorrow. Sometimes a wrong turn will bring you to exactly the right place. Sometimes when you think the answer is no, it's just not yet.
Mm-hmm.
True friends share your joy, see the best in you, and support you through all your challenges. God and your parents will always love you, and for all your accomplishments, nothing will bring you more happiness than the love you find and the service you give.
Wow.
10 simple things to remember.
Wow, I love that. Let's talk about the first one. You know, I have to tell you this story. My mother, who died last year, had dementia at the end of her life, and I was her legal guardian and conservator for 4.5 years, and I go visit her on all the time. And I went by to see her one day. We could always have a visit in the moment, and she didn't know whether she had lunch or breakfast sometimes, but we could have a visit in the moment. And one day she said to me out of the blue, she said, Jim, what do you think the meaning of life is? I mean that was like I didn't see that coming, you know. And I thought about it, and I said, well, Mom, I think it's love. She said, I think you're right. I'll never forget that moment with her.
Well, Viktor Frankl wrote a whole book on that subject, on life's search for meaning.
Yeah. Why do you think love is the deal?
Well, you know, Napoleon back in 1804, made this observation. He said, you know, that I, Napoleon, and Julius Caesar, and Charlemagne, and Alexander the Great, we built our empires on one notion, one thought, power. Do it or else. And then he went on to add, and this is Napoleon speaking. Mm-hmm. He said, but this itinerant preacher from Nazareth, without any visible means of support, has one-third of the planet ready to live and die in his name by virtue of one notion, mm-hmm. love, service,
yep.
and sacrifice.
Well, the Apostle Paul talked about that, didn't he? The, exactly. The greatest of these things is love, was his final conclusion. And love, and what I love about, I love what the Greeks, had the way Greeks talk about love, Len.
Agape, huh?
Agape, philo, eros. We all know about eros and philo, right?
Yes,
the romantic and the brotherly love, the familial love. But agape, is that not the most beautiful force in the world?
The love of your fellow man. Yes.
Well, the love of people. When you do something for people you don't know, you're an example of that. Your military service. Look at our men and women in the emergency services. They're running towards 911 to help people they don't even know. How is that? Agape love is the most amazing force in the world, I think.
Yeah, you know, they say that love is patient, love is kind, love is also humble, love is respectful, mm-hmm. love is selfless.
How do we apply love to ethics?
Well, it's the foundation. It's the foundation of it because, you know, ethics is a study of right and wrong, and character is doing the right versus wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Those moral values that that make up our nature and shape our decisions and actions.
So you're saying that ethics is the notion, and character is the execution.
Exactly. Well said.
I love that. Think about that, folks. This is going to be on the test. Ethics is the notion. Character is the execution. I love it when somebody said that difficulty doesn't create character, it reveals character.
Exactly.
So
they talk about character being developed on the 5-yard line from a football game in defense.
Right.
You're not developing there. You're revealing it.
That's
there.
Exactly right. Yeah. Love, ladies and gentlemen, and love as you get older, and this is something that I think the young folks, hopefully we can teach the young folks too, Lynn. As you get older, you feel differently about love, don't you?
Well, you have something to reflect on. You have some life experiences to give it some meaning, give it some depth.
I'm telling people that I grew up with that something I've never told them before. As we all, you know, we're in the high end of the baby boomers. I mean, I'm telling my old friends that I love them. And you know what? They get it when I do.
I understand that. And that's
precious.
That's hard for some men to do.
Yeah.
Women are better at that than men for the most part.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. LynnMorella.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. I want to go through this list, a few more steps of his list. Is this list on your website, Lynn?
It's not.
Will you will you send it to me? Can we post it?
By all means.
All right, stand by. Well, I'll post that on my website, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.